Several mayors around the city of Toronto are calling for masks to be worn in public places. That's also a recommendation from a group of Canadian doctors and researchers. They're urging governments to make masks mandatory in crowded public spaces such as stores, schools, parks, and public transit. Dr. Amy Tan is with the group Masks for Canada.
Cloth, non-medical masks in the public does help reduce the transmission of the coronavirus, especially in these reopening phases as people start to interact again.
Tan adds that a Yale study suggests one person wearing a cloth mask can save the economy $3,000 to $6,000. Doctors aren't the only group calling for mandatory masks. Frank Scarpitti is the mayor of Markham, just north of Toronto.
We need the same rules right across the province of Ontario. It's a necessary step to ensure that we do not see a spike in a second wave.
The government of Ontario is not taking up that call, saying with 15 million people in the province, it doesn't have the resources to enforce it. Health Minister Christine Elliott is leaving the issue up to individual business owners.
A number of retailers have decided that they want masks to be worn. If people want to enter, then it's the retailer's right to do that.
Several U.S. states, including New York, have issued orders that make the wearing of masks mandatory in certain public places. No Canadian province has shown any willingness to do that. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.